Legalizing marijuana has been debated in Montpelier for more than a decade, even though the issue seems more prominent right now. Prospects for passing a marijuana legalization bill this year seemed good when a House committee voted out a legalization proposal last month. But the momentum behind that plan has since come to a grinding halt. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has been covering this issue, and he's here with us this morning to explain just what happened. Pete, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good to be with you as always, Mitch.
Now, we saw some major developments on this issue this week, but before we get to that, kind of bring us up to speed on what's happened up till this point on the legalization debate.
The history on this issue has become voluminous at this point, and I won't overwhelm you with all of it, but the key pieces as it relates to where we are now begin last year when the Senate passed a legalization proposal only to see it go down in flames in a very lopsided no vote on the House floor. It was a real punch in the gut for people in favor of legalization and did not seem to bode terribly well for prospects for a legalization bill this year. But fast forward to the beginning of this session, and we come to learn that the House Judiciary Committee has decided that legalization is going to be a priority bill for them this year. Massachusetts, of course, passed a legalization referendum in November. So did Maine. There's a growing sense that Vermont has to do something as well, and the Judiciary Committee got some bipartisan buy-in for a plan that would legalize up to an ounce of pot and allow people to have small homegrown operations. We're talking two mature plants at any one time. That bill ran into some trouble on the House floor and was in fact pulled from the floor before a vote because the vote count was looking pretty iffy. It's been sitting in a separate House committee now for a few weeks, but there was still some real optimism among legalization proponents that that bill would get back to the floor and sent down to the Senate.
So that House bill you mentioned, technically it's still alive. Legalization proponents have been somewhat optimistic it might garner enough votes to pass, but the Senate really this week threw some cold water on that optimism. What did the Senate say?
So conventional wisdom up until this week was that the House was the real hurdle to passage, right? And that if the House could muster the votes to get this bill out, then the Senate would likely follow suit since its members already demonstrated last year that they are in favor of moving in this direction. But on Tuesday, Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash and Senator Jeanette White, she's the chairwoman of one of the Senate committees that would field this bill when it gets to the Senate, if it did get to the Senate, sat down with reporters and said that they do not like this House bill one bit. Jeanette White said, look, the whole point of legalizing marijuana is to create an above-board industry where the state can have regulations that ensure folks are getting a safe product and where we can undercut these sketchy black market forces that are profiting off this industry right now. The House bill does not legalize commercial-scale cultivation of marijuana or allow for legal sales. And Jeanette White says because it doesn't have those elements, the House bill will only bolster that black market trade.
So the Senate doesn't think very highly of the House plan. What kind of legalization proposal would the Senate support?
They want a bill similar to the one that they passed last year, and it's what's known as a tax and regulate model, and it would create a commercialized framework more similar to what we've seen in Colorado and Washington State. This concept would license a certain number of relatively small-scale growers and allow for a capped number of retail shops to sell that product. Proponents of this approach say it has two key benefits. For one, you can tax sales of marijuana, right, and begin to derive some public revenue from the industry. There are analysts that have done reports that say Vermont could get as much as $70 million a year in direct revenue. And it also allows the state to take more control over distribution and sales, as well as regulating the quality of what people get when they buy it. Here's the problem, Mitch. House Majority Leader Jill Krawinski made it clear this week that the House is not anywhere close to being on board with anything approaching that kind of regulated system.
So it sounds like legalization is all but dead in Vermont for this year. Is there any chance we see lawmakers reach an agreement in 2018?
There is absolutely a chance. And as we see neighboring states roll out their legalized cannabis industries, especially Massachusetts, I think lawmakers here are going to feel more and more urgency to evolve this state's marijuana policies. There's also a really good chance, though, that the House and Senate are going to continue debating in circles over this thing. And one of the lessons here is that state legislatures, are not particularly well suited to moving game-changing legislation with economic, moral, and social undertones. And if you follow the history of legalization in the United States up until now, it almost without exception involves the people making the choice for their elected officials by way of a constitutional referendum. And we would have to change our constitution here if we wanted to allow the general public to guide policy by way of public referendum. Short of that, it means we're going to have a much more deliberative and therefore much more prolonged path to legalization. And it's unclear at this point whether lawmakers are going to get there at all without a deadline imposed from outside the building.
Fascinating issue that continues to develop. And Pete, thank you so much for helping explain what's going on here in Montpelier. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, good to be with you.